This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by Family G. Klein, the Chavad Simchas Hanasurim, Shel Pini Isler and Esther Dunner. Ches Shavat, Thursday the 13th of January, Rabbi Raphael Goldblatt, the Chiyuv of Avrocha on water and medicines.
Okay, Richard, the title, as you've just heard, was the Chiyuv of Avrocha on water and medicines. What we're going to do is we're going to go through the background, the sugyas, which will explain the basis of what the poskim say about medicines. That's the main situation, and also water and some other nafkaminas. And then once we understand it, we'll be able to analyze exactly when it will apply and when not. The brachas that we make on food, both before and after brachas shein bracha achrona, are called brachas hanenin. They're called brachas that we make because of a hanoah that we're having, because we gain a hanoah, a benefit from olam hazeh. That's what creates the chiyuv to say a bracha. The Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Brachos famously sets out there are three types of brachas. He starts with what he calls bracha al hahanoah, which is what we call brachas hanenin, and then he goes into the other two types of brachas. The source for that being the thing which creates the chiyuv bracha is a Gemara in Brachos, Sef Lamed Hei Amud Aleph. The Gemara tries to find a makor for the chiyuv to say bracha from a pasuk, from a drasha, from a braisa, and eventually the Gemara says there is no drasha, there's no makor from a pasuk, there's no the braisa, there's no braisa, it's only midrabanon. Elo svarahu, it's logical, it's a takon drabanon based on a svara that also laadam lehonais minayim azebule bracha. It's not correct for someone to gain benefit from a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Bria without first being Makir Tov, demonstrating his indebtedness to a Kodesh Baruch Hu by saying a bracha before and after he gains that hanor. It's the makor that the chiyuv to say a bracha comes from the hanor, from the benefit that we gain from Olam Hazeh. What we have to understand, which will bring us to understanding what the poskim say about medicines and things like that, is what exactly is the hanor from Olam Hazeh which creates a chiyuv bracha. And the basic standard hanor which creates a chiyuv bracha is svia, is satisfaction, is if you satisfy your hunger, satiation, nutrition. If you eat food, all types of food, any type of food gives you satisfaction, it sustains the body, and that is what the main hanor from Olam Hazeh is, about which Chazal created a chiyuv bracha, the masakin, that we should have to make a bracha before and after we gain that hanor. It's clear that that's the hanor that we get from food, which is mechayev the bracha, from the Gemara in Bracha Staf. Also in Daf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph and Mem Ches Amud Beis as well, where the Gemara says that in a case where there's a chiyuv bracha midoraisa after the food, brachas hamazon, or according to some Rishonim, anything from the Shivas Haminim, there should also be mikal v'chaim and mikal shekein a chiyuv bracha before. And the Gemara says, kal v'chaim hu, kashu soveya mevorech, when he satisfied his hunger, when he no longer is feeling his hunger, he's got the satiation from the food, then there's a chiyuv to make a bracha. Kshu ro'ev, when he's actually still hungry, he can obviously appreciate what he's gaining from it as much more. Like kol shekein, that he should have to make a bracha, which Rishonim explain is also only a svara midrabanan, it's not a genuine kal v'chaima. There is no chiyuv bracha Rishonim in HaTorah ever. However, we do see from this Gemara that the chiyuv to say a bracha, which Chazal is based on the hanor from Olam Hazeh, is based on the svia that we gain from Olam Hazeh. However, there are also other types of hanor which create a chiyuv bracha. The Gemara, pardon, besomim. Yeah, we'll get there. But before besomim, something which is more similar to svia, the Gemara in the Mishnah in Erevin Dachovol Mubeis says hanoyde min amozin. Someone who makes a neder that he's not going to have hanor, not going to have benefit from any type of mozon. Now mozon, what we call minei mozonis, is specifically chamishet minei dogon. The Gemara says that in this context, when he said mozon, he meant kol hazon, anything which gives him any nutrition, any sustenance. And the Mishnah says, Osur bakoil, he's not allowed to have benefit from any type of food, chutz mimayim umelach, except for water and salt, which the Gemara explains in Brachas, means that every type of food gives you some sort of tzuna, some sort of sustenance, some sort of nutrition, except for mayim and melach, except for water and salt. Nevertheless, despite water and salt not giving any mozay, not giving any svia, still there is a chi of bracha on when you drink water or when you eat salt. Mishnah Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph of Bracha says someone who drinks water has to make a bracha, and there's a brisa on Daf Mem Amud Beis that if you eat salt or zomis, which is brine, salt water, if it's not very strong, so it won't actually be unhealthy, you would also have to make a bracha. The Gemara in Brachas Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, when it's discussing something where there's a tzad, there's a havamina that one shouldn't have to make a bracha at all, the Gemara asks, Umi gora mi melach v'zomis. Can this be worse than if you eat salt where you still have to make a bracha? Meaning, the reason why we thought you might not have to make a bracha is because it doesn't give you any sustenance, it doesn't strengthen the body, it doesn't give you any nutrition. And the Gemara proves that that's not necessary, because we see from salt that even a type of food which does not give the body anything, the standard type of sphere, the standard sustenance that most foods would give, still has a chiyuv bracha, because Chazal creates a chiyuv bracha on that type of food as well. Why would that be? So the simple reason would seem to be because water and salt also, despite not giving sustenance in the classic sense of giving energy, of keeping the body going, however, there are also things which the body needs to have in order to survive. A person can't subsist, can't continue living without water and without salt. So they're basically shneim sheim echod, but it's the basic type of hanor which is mechayev a bracha. The second type of brachos hanenim, which is also a bracha which Chazal instituted based on the hanor from Olam Hazeh, is the bracha on reyach, the bracha on besomim. If you smell something which is an enjoyable, a pleasant smell, there's a chiyuv bracha. It's clear that that's the same category as this takana of osalei honis and uvetav lebracha. It's clear in the poskim. The poskim say, for example, that if you smell besomim without making a bracha, you are over on the issa of osalei honis lebracha, because you've gained a hanor, you've derived a benefit from Olam Hazeh without being mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They clearly, although it's not mefurish in the Gemara that it would apply to Reach, the poskim assume that it's the same category of chiyuv. It's another type of hanor about which there's a chiyuv bracha. You have to be makir tzot HaKadosh Baruch Hu before you name hanor. It's also clear because there are many Rishonim who hold that the rule is in brachas, if you say shahakol on any type of food, you're yotze b'di'evet. Many Rishonim hold that the same thing would apply to a smell. If any type of besomim, where you don't know which bracha to make, whether you should say bari atzi besomim, bari isbe besomim, anesim yatova peiris, or bari mini besomim, so we paskan that you say bari mini besomim, because that's yotze b'di'evet for any type of smell, because it's not a specific bracha. However, many Rishonim didn't hold of that and held that instead you should say shahakol yevetvare, because that's yotze on any type of food, it's yotze on any type of hanor from Olam Hazeh. It's a machlokes achronim whether we hold of that. We would say Berimini Basomim if we're unsure. Ashkenazim and Havdalah always do, could they not to create Sveikas. But if someone accidentally said Shakoni Abitvori on his Basomim, and Machlek Sachroni, Kodim Shabrun, Simresh Tezayin, whether he's Yetzib Diyavid or not. So we have two main categories of Hanor, about which Chazal created a Chiyuv to say a Brocha because of gaining that Hanor. Interestingly, there's a discussion in the poskim about another type of hanor from Olam Hazeh, which is a bit frowned upon nowadays, which is smoking cigarettes. Many people enjoy smoking cigarettes, apparently. Used to. So the Morgan of Ramim, Sin Reish Yod, says that if we know that reyach, that smelling something, creates a chiyuv to make a brocha, because you have hanor from Olam Hazeh, so he says, Kol Shekein, if you smoke a cigarette, you should have to make a bracha, because not only are you enjoying Olam Hazeh, it also must be a haguf. It's more than a reach. It also strengthens the body. Says the Prima Godim, he doesn't understand the Mogen Avraham. He tried smoking a cigarette and he didn't enjoy it at all, so they can't be. Probably Shahakoin, but we don't know. He didn't say. He just thought, no, Brocha Rishoyne would be. Brocha Koine, because there's no shear. Probably wouldn't. Afterwards. The Meister, the Poskim say, even someone who does enjoy smoking shouldn't say a Brocha, because the Gemara only mentions these two types of Hanah, only mentions eating and smelling things, and there's no Makori in the Gemara that any other type of Hanah should be mechayev in a bracha, and therefore we can't say a bracha. It's pashkin by the Ben Yitev and the Mishabruah, the same many achroinim. Now, the thing that we have to analyze in order to understand the halachas of making brachas on medicines is whether tam is mechayev bracha. If you taste something, should that be mechayev in a bracha? Is that a hanor that you gain from Olam Hazeh which creates a chiyuv bracha? So, one would assume if eating is mechayev bracha because you swallow it and you digest it and it's ingested into the body and that sustains the body, that gives nutrition to the body, and reyach when you just enjoy the smell of something but you're not actually absorbing it properly into your body. So tam would seem to be similar to be somewhere between the two categories, and one would expect that tam should be mechayev in bracha as much as eating anything else. If you just taste something and then spit it out, one would expect that you should be chayev in a bracha. However, there are two gemaras which say very clearly that if you taste something and then spit it out, you don't have to make a bracha. The first is the gemara Gimel on the base of brachas, which is speaking about reyach, about the chiyuv of reyach. And the gemara says, Minolan, how do I know that reyach should be chayev in a bracha? And the Gemara says, the Gemara is assuming that we need another makor to say that reach should be chayav a bracha, that Chazal were misakin a chiyuv bracha on the hanor of reach, because it's it's still, even if it's a hana, even if there is an enjoyment from Mazer, it's still not the same type of hana as eating, and therefore we should need another makor to tell us that you have to make a bracha. The Gemara says, Minolam, and what it says, the Pasuk says, Kol ha-neshama tahalil ka, which means any neshama, any soul, everybody, every person will be mahalil ka. But there's a drosha. Chazal say, Kol ha-neshama means that for a hana that you give your neshama, you have to be mahalil HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the same way that you have hanas haguf, which is when you eat something and you gain svia, that gives hana to the neshama, to the guf, to the body. Not only a case of guf, but even in a case of hana that's being given specifically to the neshama, which does give nothing to the guf at all, which the Gemara says is a case of reach, a case of smell, that would also be mechayev a brocha, which Chazal describe reach as a hana for the neshama, maybe neshama melashon neshima, meaning breath, maybe they felt because it does give something to the neshama, like we say on Motzei Shabbos, to replace the neshama yisera. For some reason, Chazal call it hanas haneshama. It's clear that something which is not giving anything to the body, where nothing's being absorbed into the body and giving nutrition to the body, giving sustenance to the body, is only chayav bebrocha if it's described as hanas haneshama. Reach is described as hanas haneshama, and therefore Chazal will misach nechiyav brocha. But tasting something, we have no reason to think that it should be described as hanas haneshama, and therefore from this Gemara it seems clear that there's no chiyav to say a brocha on tasting something. There's another Gemara which is even more mufurish. Gemara daf yud dalet omud aleph of brachas. Gemara says both on a tanis, on a fast day, and legabi hilchas brachas, mat emes, a woman who's tasting food in the kitchen, preparing it for the meal, doesn't have to make a bracha. Which most Rishonim explain mean if she tastes it and spits it out. In tanis, it definitely means tasting and spitting out. So the Gemara says very clearly that if you taste food, you don't have to make a chiyuv. You don't have to make a bracha. Chazal will not misakin any chiyuv bracha for the hana of taste. However much you may enjoy it, it's not the type of hana about which there is a chiyuv bracha.
If you don't have to, you mustn't.
And since you don't have to, therefore you mustn't. In every situation where there's no chiyuv bracha, unless there are some optional brachas, but most brachas, because then indefinitely are never optional, and therefore if you don't have to, you're not allowed to. It's a bracha l'vatala if you say it. The Gemara there does actually say ad kama ad revius, meaning that which we've said that mat emes is muta batanis and has no chiyuv brocha is only if the woman would be tasting up to a revius. However, the Rishonim explain that the Rosh explains, and that's passed in the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Yud Sif Beis, that only applies to tanis. On a tanis, you're not allowed to taste even more than a revius either, because you're not supposed to have any hanos on a tanis, even if it's not a hanos of eating. The possum discussed smoking on a tanis as well. Or because if you have so much in your mouth at one time, you may swallow some of it. But for hilchos brachas, we're not worried about all these things. And however much a woman or a man is tasting of the food, if he's just going to spit it out again, there's no chiyuv bracha on that. We're not mesakin. Chazal were never mesakin that hanos should be something which is mechayev a bracha. There is one shita, the shita of Ohel Moed, which the Beis Yosef quotes, who says that if you have a revius in your mouth, then since you enjoy the taste so much, you do have to make a bracha. The Beis Yosef rejects it. He says that's not acceptable, it's not possible. We have no makor that taste should be mechayev in bracha. And that's the halacha. Someone who tastes something and spits it out, however much he has in his mouth at one time, however much he enjoys the taste, has no chiyuv bracha, and fine, no bracha, and that's it. Now we come to the Gemara about medicines. The Gemara in two places. In Brachas Dav Lamed Vav Amud Lamed Ches, the Gemara speaks about someone who's eating a certain type of food for a medicinal purpose, for a medicinal reason. One of the examples is someone who has a sore throat, and they used to drink a concoction of olive oil and vegetable soup to soothe the throat. So the Gemara discusses, do you need to make a bracha on such a thing or not? The Gemara says, Hava Amina, one would expect, one would think, that one shouldn't have to make a bracha at all, one shouldn't have to say a bracha on this, because the Takana of bracha is based on the Pasuk, V'achal Tova Savata. That's Bracha Achrona. Bracha Achrona is also based on that, and therefore you would think that it's only if you're swallowing the thing for an eating purpose, for an achila purpose, that there's a chiyuv bracha at all. Says the Gemara, no, that's not true. Kiven tenene tom bracha. Since al korchoi, although he's taking it for medicinal reasons and not for an eating purpose, since nevertheless he is deriving benefit from it, therefore there's the same chiyuv to say a bracha as there is on anything else, and he says the standard bracha that you would say on that machal, this case of the olive oil, he would say Baruch Yo 8. If it would be something else, he might say Mazonis, whatever the bracha would be, he has to say the correct bracha that's applicable for that machal, because despite the fact that he's not eating it for an achila purpose, because he wants to eat it, because he needs the sustenance, nevertheless his body is getting that.
Is that upset?
Pardon?
Is that upset now?
That's the first part of the psak. That's the Gemara's part of the psak. Now the poskim discuss, what does this Gemara mean? There are lots of applications of this Gemara. For example, if someone's taking tablets, and he swallows them without anything to wash them down, then there's no hanah for the ruach. The only thing that the body gets from it is the refuah that's created by the tablets. There's no sustenance, there's nothing that the body breaks down and digests. It's just the medicine itself is absorbed into the bloodstream, and therefore there's no chiyuv bracha. The case that the Pesukim discuss is what happens if you have a tablet which tastes nice, a medicine which has a nice flavour, children's medicines, things like that. So what would we expect based on what we've seen so far? We'd expect that we've seen that if you eat something and it gives you sustenance, it gives you nutrition, then there's a chiyuv to say a bracha. If you taste something and spit it out again, there's no chiyuv to say a bracha. We've explained that what that means is that there's no chiyuv bracha for the hanah of taste, and there is a chiyuv bracha for the hanah of digesting something, of absorbing something into the body and using that to give energy to the body, or in the case of Mayim Melach, to give other things to the body that the body needs. Specifically Reach, it's specifically in the case of Reach we find that there was a takonah of Chazal to make a bracha, although the thing is not actually giving anything to the body. Therefore, one would expect that in a case of medicine, even if it tastes nice, however much you may enjoy the taste, all that can be is a hanah from tam. That has hanah of taste. There's no hanah to the body itself. There's no hanah of Reach, and therefore one should not have to make a bracha. However, pardon? There's hanah of refuah of the body.
Yes.
Yeah, but the hanah of refuah of the body, the Rishonim all say that the Gemara doesn't mean that that's mechayev bracha. When the Gemara says al korchim is honey, that doesn't mean the hanah of the refuah, that means the hanah of the hanah agav that he gets at the same time because it happens to be giving sustenance to the body.
And what about the fact that Baruch Hashem it is medicine
that... That's another hanah where there's no bracha for. Like looking at things like plenty of hanahs where there's no takonah of bracha, and that hanah is an incredible hanah. It's something which may be the biggest hanah possible, but it's not hanah about which Chazal was sakin chiyuv bracha.
Vitamins
you don't make a bracha.
Well,
right, so if it tastes nice, that's what we're discussing.
Vitamins you expect food.
What? It doesn't. It puts something into your body that your body needs to have. But it's not. It's not the standard type of hanah that you get from food, which is that it breaks down. It's a different type of thing that it gives the body.
If it's a fluid, it's like water. Then you would have to make the bracha.
No, that's also we're going to come to. Now another case in the Gemara. The Gemara on Daf Mem Heyod Aleph in Brachas, right at the end of the sixth paragraph of Brachas. The quote is Medayik Veloshen of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Hashoseh Mayim Letzomoy." Someone who drinks water because he's thirsty. Someone drinks water because he needs water, because he feels a need for water, has to make a bracha. Says the Gemara, why does the Mishnah have to specify letzomoy, that it's only because you're thirsty? Says the Gemara, going to chanakte umtso, someone who's choking on something, and he swallows water to clear his throat, does not have to make a bracha. The Rishonim explained that this is another example of having something for a medicinal purpose. And since he's drinking water for a medicinal purpose, and the water is not something that he needs for his body, because he doesn't feel any need, he doesn't feel that his body needs water, therefore there is no chiyuv bracha. Tosfos says that what's the difference between the water and the previous two examples on the Flamed Vav and the Flamed Ches? Tosfos says not just because the body doesn't gain anything from the water, also because water has no taste. Clear from Tosfos, and Tosfos says, and therefore, for example, if you drink something which tastes nice for a medicinal reason, a medicine which has a nice flavour, Tosfos says you would then have to make a bracha because that's not like water. It's only if you drink something which has no taste or which tastes bad that you don't have to make a bracha on the medicine. And that's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch and the Paskim, that if you drink a medicine or eat a medicine which has a nice flavour, you do have to make a bracha, which would be shahakal, or if it's something else, if it happens to be something which would have a different bracha, if it would be wine or something like that, you would say the correct bracha.
Water,
if you drink for a medicinal purpose, you would not have to make any bracha. If you use water to wash down a pill, and you're not thirsty, you don't make a bracha.
People do differentiate today between different types of water. We want this one, we don't want that one. So it's obviously there is a taste factor.
Is it a taste or is it a feeling?
Yeah, it's taste. No, it's not.
Do you enjoy the taste?
Yeah, people choose Evian rather than London tap water. They need
maybe they think the tap water is unhealthy. It's a different reason. The tap water, maybe they think the tap water is not clean enough.
You take a sweet medicine, you do make a
proper. Right, what we've said is, yeah, one would expect not to. One would expect that you shouldn't because it's time alone. But I'm showing from the Tosfos and the Shulchan Aruch that we do. I'm going to have to explain what the difference is, why it should be that that taste should be Mechayev Rocha specifically in this case. So we've come to the basic psak. We've come to the basic cases which the Pesukim speak about. Some common examples are that if you take a tablet and you wash it down with water, then you don't have to make any bracha at all. If you wash it down with something else, which has a nice flavor, you wash it down with orange juice or something like that, then you would have to make a bracha, because although you're not getting any hanor from the tablet, but you're still getting hanor from something else that you're eating, even if you have no thirst, because it tastes nice, and orange juice happens, presumably will also give nutrition to the body. But even if it's a totally artificial substance, it's clear in the Tosfos and in the Poskim, that even if it's a totally artificial substance which gives nothing to the body at all, children's medicines which have a nice flavour, paracetamol and things like that, the child would still have to make a bracha because he or she enjoys the flavour. However, if it's water, then not. Another example that the Poskim speak about is if someone's going on a hike and he's been told that he has to drink a specific amount of water throughout the day because otherwise there's a danger of dehydration, but he doesn't feel any thirst. Every 10 minutes he stops and has a drink of water. The Poskim say one shouldn't make a bracha, because since he doesn't feel any thirst, although he's doing it to avoid dehydration, it's to keep the body's water supply, because he knows that if it goes too far, it would be difficult to replenish. Same thing for Yom Kippur, for people who are taking shiurim, or other tani, or tishvah, someone's taking shiurim, if it's water, only if it's water. If they're having something else, then if it's water and they don't feel any thirst at all, if they feel thirsty and they're just not having enough, then they would make a bracha. If they don't feel thirsty, they're just having it because they know that otherwise they'll dehydrate and it would be difficult to replenish the water supplies, then one would not make a bracha. To taste a revius on a tannis and poskimasa, just tasting and spitting something out. On a tannis yochid is muta, tannis tzibur the sardim a matir, kashuchnarot is matir, and the remor is machmir. Specifically on tannis tzibur. But if someone's makabel his own tannis, well, yorotzite, something like that, it's muta to taste something and spit it out, as long as there's no revius at one time. That's a question that comes up with brushing teeth and mouthwash and things like that. Where if you have less than a revius in your mouth at one time, then some poskim will be matter even on a tannis tzibur, because it's not really a food. The sfardim will definitely be matter even on a tannis tzibur, except for Tisha B'Av. As long as you don't have a revius in your mouth at any one time, you can brush your teeth, you can rinse your mouth with mouthwash, and so on. The halacha for the sfardim is mutter except for Tisha B'Av. For the Ashkenazim, many poskim are machmir on tannis tzibur, but tannis for your side is a chamutter. So the maskana that we've come to in the Psak Halacha L'maisa that the Poskim say is that when you taste something and spit it out, you do not have to make a bracha, from which demonstrates that the hanor, the benefit, the enjoyment that you gain from tasting a food is not something which is mechayev a bracha. However, when you have a medicine where the Gemara has said that you make a bracha because although you're not having it for the hanor purpose, nevertheless you're gaining hanor, the Poskim all seem to assume that that even a hanov taste would be enough to be mechayev in a bracha. We've said the example of children's medicines or which have a nice flavour, or any other medicine which tastes nice. So what we have to do is explain why there should be this difference. How can it be that if taste is not mechayev a bracha, if taste is not the type of hanov for which Chazal instituted a chiyuv bracha, why should it be that when someone takes a medicine which gives nothing to his body except an enjoyable flavour, that he should have to say a bracha? So what the chiluk seems to be is as follows. We've already mentioned that the chiyuv bracha achroinu mitaraisa is from the pasuk in Parashas Ekev, or chaltovas davato uveirachto, that you, if you eat something and you get svia, you get satisfaction from that, then you have a chiyuv bracha. Based on that, Chazal were masakin, the Rabbanon instituted a chiyuv to say bracha before, to say bracha achroinu on other types of things which are not included in the pasuk, and so on. However, the basis for the chiyuv bracha is, except for the cases of Reach, which are Hanos and Hashomah, which are a different thing, the basis for the Chiyuv Bracha is that if there's an Achila, if you've eaten something or not. Because the Pasuk says, V'ochalta v'savata, for if you've eaten and that's given you Hanos, then you have to make a Bracha. However, if someone hasn't eaten anything, then you can only come to the Chiyuv Bracha because of the separate question of, is this a Hanos, a type of Hanos, which is Mechayev, and that we only say applies to Reach. Therefore, if someone swallows something which gives nothing to the body, someone has a tablet from which the body doesn't gain anything, doesn't gain any sustenance, except the refuah itself, the cure itself, which is not the type of hanor about which is the chiyuv bracha. Although there's an achila, although he's eaten the thing, he's swallowed it, it's gone into his stomach, it's being ingested into the body. Nevertheless, there's no chiyuv bracha, because although it's a vochalta, although it's eaten, but there's no vesavata, there's nothing which is comparable to the svia, nothing which is the svia, which is at all similar to the svia, there's no hanor to the body at all, about which Chazal masakin. If someone tastes something and then spits it out, there's a nice flavour in there which the person enjoys in his mouth, and he spits it out again, then although he has the hanor, and Chazal theoretically would have been mesakin that one should have to make a bracha on that. However, in the brachas which are being made on foods, Chazal only were mechayev a bracha when there's an achila. when v'achalto, you have to have v'achalto and b'savalto. You have to have the eating, the swallowing, and you also have to have the hanor that the body gets. Therefore, if you put something in your mouth and spit it out, you haven't eaten it. You've not swallowed it. The hanor is there, but you've not eaten it. If someone would have an injection, some food would be injected into the bloodstream in its pure form, once it already would have been broken down, you wouldn't make a bracha. The hanor that the body's getting is the same hanor as if it would have been in the stomach and been digested. However, you don't make a bracha because you haven't eaten it. In the same way, Chazal said that when you taste something, although theoretically there should be a chi of bracha, however, since you haven't eaten it, which is why it's mutanatanis, which is why in macholas asuras, even to taste something and spit it out is also midrabonon, but it's not midaraisa, is because it's not an achile. In the same way, there cannot be a chi of bracha. However, if you've swallowed something which happens to give no nutrition to the body, for example, the medicines that we're talking about, there's no severe type hanor, achila, standard achila type hanor that's being given to the body. However, you did swallow it, as long as there's any hanor which you are getting from it, even if that hanor is in the mouth, even if that hanor is the flavor, the taste, that would be mechayev bracha, because we have the v'achalto, we have the fact that you've eaten it, we have the v'savoto, we have the hanor. And therefore, we get to the uveirato. No, that's a question that wasn't discussed. Before chewing gum, they speak about boiled sweets. Because when we taste something, we know the fact is that the taste is the particles coming off the food, which are being absorbed into the taste buds, sense by the taste buds, and that's being swallowed. So why in every case of tasting something, did Chazal consider that you haven't swallowed anything? It seems that that's not the way we define that. The way that we look at such a thing is, since the main point is when you eat something is chewing the thing and swallowing it itself, the fact that the taste is also being absorbed into the body and being swallowed is not going to be looked at as more than just a tasting. That's not called an achila. So something like a boiled sweet.
What sweet then?
So a boiled sweet, the poskim say, since a boiled sweet, the whole thing dissolves and goes down into your body, and that's the whole thing is tam, and then you can't ignore the fact that that tam is being swallowed. And therefore, for boiled sweet specifically, you do have to make a bracha. Chewing, you do have to make a bracha. Although normally one would think that a taste coming off something and then being swallowed, if that's all the achila is, should not be mechayev bracha. Boiled sweets specifically, because that's all there is. And the poskim apply the same thing to chewing gum. Although chewing gum, there is a piece that's left and is not swallowed. Pardon?
And the boiled sweet, the sugar is melting.
The sugar, it's melting, but every taste something's melting into your saliva. Every time you taste something, even if you've not chewed it yet, even if you take it out, it's normally identical. Some particles have come off into your saliva. And we normally ignore that. Specifically boiled sweets and sugar is another example, or salt, something which just dissolves and goes down, which you could have thought is only a taste. And that doesn't apply. And the possum apply the same thing to chewing gum. Although chewing gum, there is a solid piece which remains afterwards, which one shouldn't swallow. Nevertheless, you do have to make a bracha, since the main point of this achila is the swallowing of the flavour that comes off the chewing gum. It's not just flavour that's being tasted as a taste. That is how you eat chewing gum. There's another interesting nafka minna which the possum speak about, which is the halacha is if you make a bracha and then before you eat the thing you speak. If someone says, not between the tmisidai and hamoitzi, between hamoitzi and eating the bread, someone speaks shalom litzerich hasudah. Someone says something completely irrelevant. The sudah says good shavuos, one thing, and then the halacha is you have to make a bracha again. Between the tmisidai and hamoitzi, you don't have to wash again, because it's lechatchila, but it's not one shouldn't be matzik. But if one's not, one doesn't have to go back over the netilas yadayim. However, between a bracha and an achila, one does. So the poskim discuss what happens if you make the bracha. You put it in your mouth, and then before you swallow anything, you start talking. Very common. According to what we said initially, that tasting is not the achila. Tasting is not the thing which is mechayev the bracha. So you haven't yet done the action on which the bracha is taking its effects. One would expect that you would have to say the bracha again. And that's the opinion of the Mogen Avraham and many other poskim. However, based on what we've proven from the Psak of the Tosfos and the Shulchan Aruch about medicines, which is that if you are swallowing something, then the taste that you have at the beginning of that achila is enough to be mechayev a bracha. So then one can understand that there should be a possibility, a tzad, that even if one's about to swallow the thing, but one hasn't yet, but you've already started tasting, so since you've already begun the eating process, that should be enough for the bracha taking effect, which is the shita of the shlo, which the Mogen Avraham quotes, and that's how the Mishnah Berurah passes. Mishnah Berurah says, kiven deleisa aschalta da achila hi. That's enough that if you speak between the bracha and the actual swallowing, it should still be considered the bracha has taken its effect. But as soon as you're chewing it, you're getting the flavour from it, that's enough that the bracha has been chal, the bracha has been nitzvah, the bracha has taken its effect.
Was to do with
no, if it was to do with the eating, then one shouldn't do it lechatchila, but it's not ma'akav. If someone says pass the salt or something, then it's fine. If you want the knife or the salt or feed the animals even, because you have to feed your animals before you eat your food, all these things you don't make a bracha again, even if you're mafsik straight. You say, I'm lechem and orech, pass the salt, fine. You're not supposed to do it lechatchila, but you don't make a bracha again. But if someone's talking when the food's still in their mouth, then there's this nachleik to the poskim. Halacha lemaisa, Mishnah Berurah says that you do not make a bracha because of what we've said, which is that if you're planning to swallow the substance in the end, as soon as you start eating it, that's already enough for the bracha to take its effect because you're already getting the hana of the taste.